Imaragai Gimbai, Biripi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kid.
Hi, welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. Today's program will challenge you as Tony talks about God using hard times to get us closer to Him.
2 or 3 years ago, I had a good job. Things were going fine. And then I lost my job. But before I lost my job, I committed to buying a car because I had a 5-year contract. And because I'd signed that contract and then it was never submitted, didn't go anywhere. So when I had a few problems with work, I finished up being suspended from work. And after a long investigation, I was proved to be innocent. Or the words of the investigator was, who mainly worked for the employer anyway, was that they couldn't prove I did what they said I did, and they couldn't prove that I didn't do it. And it was nothing dramatic. It was alleged that I called a co-worker paleface. And in itself, it's not a big deal. It's not a biggie. But the fact was, that time of being suspended from work, it took 3 months, 3 to 4 months, before it was sorted out. When my job finished up and they paid me out, I still didn't have enough money to pay all my bills. I didn't have enough money to pay the car payments. And you see, I just got myself into a mess. And you see, while I was in that mess, God used it to draw me closer to Him. Because not only couldn't I pay the bills, but then I needed to spend time with God and I needed to get to a point of trusting God. God used that to draw me closer to Him. Because sometimes the devil comes and he tries to destroy us, to destroy our faith in God. And we think as Christians that God is not interested in paying our bills. We think that God isn't interested in meeting our needs, but He is. And because of this situation that I was in, a lot of people today, they say to me, Tony, does God use trouble to bring us closer to Him? And you know what He does? God is not the author of trouble, but God uses those situations to bring us closer to Him. Because I remember another time, I knew God had spoken to me. Many years ago, I knew God had spoken to me, but I didn't listen. And, you know, I got arrested. And all I had to do was listen to God, stop doing what I was doing, and then everything would have been fine. But you see, God delivered. The charges wasn't proven correct. And, you know, God delivered me. And the thing is, we hear from God. We don't often obey God. And it's time that God speaks to us in our time of troubles. God always there when we're in trouble. And God doesn't just find out about the trouble when we tell Him. That's when we said God sets us free from it. That's when God can do something in our lives. That's when we allow God to move in and do something with the situation. If we don't allow God to move in when we're in times of trouble, we're miserable, we're angry, we're upset, we're blaming other people for all the things that we've done. Not what somebody else has done, the things that we've done that separated us from God's love. When we continue to be in rebellion, we continue to be in pride, when we continue to just to be selfish and, well, I'm a big, tough bank robber, I can do whatever I like, I can do what I want to do. But you see, God's not in that. See, God is not about all about us, what we can do. It's about what we can do with God. And when we allow God to move in our hearts, when we move God to move in our spirits, God can take any situation and turn it around. It doesn't matter how much trouble you're in today, God can deal with it. If you're out there and you've got financial problems like I had, we've got to allow God to deal with those finances. We've got to allow God to meet the needs. We've got to be less full of pride and trust God to do these things. I remember the time that I got out of prison at Christmas time and I had no food and I had no toys, but I went to the Salvation Army and they gave me toys for Mandy and the kids. They gave me food. The old me wouldn't have allowed that to happen because of my pride. I wouldn't have went and asked anybody for help. But you see, you're probably there sitting at home listening to this and you're thinking, well, I got myself into trouble. In fact, I was only talking to a woman on the phone today. A woman left her husband for another man. And now the other man used her, abused her, taken money off her. And now she can't go back to the husband. She's got four kids. Her car needs repair. And the family's not talking to her. That trouble has allowed her to come to God. Because a friend of mine prayed for her yesterday. A friend of mine offered her a lift home when nobody else would take her. She not only took her home, but she shared God with her on the way home and said, look, you know, God has been blessing me and helping me through my times of problems. And, you know, I would like to pray for you and give you the peace that God has given me. Who knows where this is going to finish? If she is so caught up in her problems that she can't see a way out, then if she allows this woman to pray for her and allows God to step in and do something, who knows what's going to happen in the future? Who says God can't restore the relationship with her husband? Who says that God can't fix her car for her? Who says that God can't send somebody to pay for it? I tell you, God can do all things because he's such a mighty God. I see broken people all the time. Broken people that get themselves in trouble because of their addictions. I see people getting themselves in trouble all the time because they can't stop drinking. And when they drink, they can't keep their hands to themselves. They want to hit somebody. And you know what? Most of the time, it's usually their wife or their spouse or their girlfriend. And then when they finish using them for a punching bag, then they'll start on the kids. And you know what? They're always sorry. Half an hour after they've done it, they're always sorry. They promise never to do it again. But they do, because as soon as they get drunk again, they'll be doing it again. That's something you don't have to live with. That's something that God can fix. That's something that God can take care of. You know, I've known people that have been hooked on marijuana all their lives, and they're just caught in a rut. They're caught in a trap. They can't get out. You can't beat drug addiction. You can't beat alcohol. You can't beat gambling addiction. They're real. They're sicknesses. The only one that can break that is the power and the love of Jesus Christ. But you have to allow him to come in and work in your time of troubles. God doesn't bring troubles upon us, but he's there to fix them. He is there to fix them all the time. Does God care about me? Will he hear me if I pray? You know, I remember a guy saying to me once, he said, if I go to church, I'm afraid it's going to fall in. Oh, wait a minute, that was me. That wasn't somebody else, that was me. I always thought if I went into a church, I was so bad and so rotten that the church would fall in. But you see, God isn't in the church. He's in the people that are in the church. That's just a building. But God uses people to come and minister to you. God will use somebody to come and speak to you in your time of need. You know, I was walking down the street yesterday and somebody came and said to me, Tony, my dad, he listens to you every week. And I said, oh, that's great. And he said, you know what? He said, I try to listen as well, you see, because you have answers and solutions to problems of life. And he said, you know what? I only said to God today myself. He said, I can't do this anymore. Can you help? Can you help me? I said, if you was fair dinkum, if you let that go from your head to your heart, then God will step in and help you. But no good to see, a lot of times people, when they're in trouble, they cry out to God because they are in trouble. And you know what? God will bring them out of that trouble. You know what? The biggest mistake of their life is when God gets them through the trouble, they forget who God is. They forget all about God. Because I'm through that now. I'm over that drug addiction. I'm over that gambling problem. You know, I'm over that drinking. I'm over that abuse. Then when you forget all about God, he doesn't say, well, Tony, I got you through that, and now you turned your back on me again. Tony, I'm there for you. I got you through that again, and you keep turning your back on me. You see, you think God has a limit to how many times he's going to pull you out of the crap? You know, God says, no, I love you, and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the moment you stop walking in the other direction, the moment you stop and you turn around, then I'll come running out to meet you. Because I am God, and I'm full of love, and I'm full of grace, and I'm full of mercy. There's no limit to God's love and his capacity to love you. And there's no limit to what God wants to do for you. You can make a decision today out there. Do I want to continue living the way I'm living? Do you want to continue going through the same old, same old, same old every day? or do you want to take a chance? Do you want to take a chance at a better life? Do you want to take a chance and trust God to do the best for you? And if you're with me today, I know every day I need to let God into my life. I need to let God show me what I need to do. I need to be led by God every day, not every now and again, every day. With every breath that I take, I want to be serving God. I want to be in God's perfect will, because when you're in God's perfect will, you know that God is on the throne, that God is full of love, peace, and God can be trusted. You need to know that God can be trusted. You know, I'm human like anybody else. I will let you down at some point in life because I'm human. Your partner might let you down. Your kids will let you down. Somebody will disappoint you because that's the way of the world. But I can give you a firm, ironclad guarantee that if you put your trust in God, He will never, 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 ever, 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 ever let you down, because He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there's no other God like Him.
In your book of days, you are.
reminded of a story years ago. I was in Sydney. I was there on business. I was a counsellor. I was staying in a pretty flash hotel. And I'd met a good mate. We went and had a nice meal. And I was as full as a gug. And I was walking back to my hotel. Pretty flash place too it was. Thought I was an uptown blackfella. Anyway, I'm walking along this street. I'm walking along Park Street in Sydney. And there's McDonald's. There's Hungry Jack's. And God said to me, Tony, you need to go in there. And you need to buy a Big Mac meal, drink, ice cream, you know, apple pie, chips, the works. And I looked at God and I said, you look how fat I am. And I just had a big meal and you want me to go and buy this? And God said, yes, I do. And I just obeyed God and I went into the McDonald's and I bought whatever God told me to. I bought the Big Mac meal with the ice cream, the apple pie and the chips. And I'm still carrying it because I couldn't eat a thing. I couldn't eat one chip, let alone the whole meal. And I walk around and turn into the street to where I was going. And there was a woman. And she was eating out of a garbage bin. She was looking through a garbage bin. And she was looking for food. And the Holy Spirit quickened to my heart and he said, Tony, that's why I wanted you to buy the meal. I want you, with this person in their time of trouble, to go and be me to them, and I want you to bless this person with this food. I want you to just go and show them that I haven't not noticed what she's going through, but I want to send you with this meal. So I went up to this lady and I said to her, excuse me. I said, look, I just had a great meal and I feel that God wanted me to buy this meal and I couldn't eat it. And when I saw you there, I felt from God that I should give this meal to you. And she looked at me because I was pretty well dressed in a suit. And she said to me, she said, sir, I am hungry, but I can't take that food off you. And I said, why not? I said, I don't want it. It's only going to go in the bin. She said, that's my point, sir. She said, I'm not worthy to take that meal off you out of your hand. She said, if you just place it in the top of the bin, she said, then I'll take it. When I put the meal on top of the bin, she picked it up. She sat on the gutter and she started to eat it. I was in an $800 suit and I sat in the gutter with her while she ate that meal. And I didn't preach to her. I didn't give her a sermon, although I'm an evangelist, I'm a preacher. All I did was ask her how her day was and just said to her that, you know, God cares. God cares for her. And God was showing his love through that meal. Even though she had times of trouble, God was drawing near to her through my act of love, what God got me to do, to share a Macca's with this lady. I may never ever see that lady again, but who knows, one day through that little act of kindness, that one day when the roll is called up yonder, she might tap me on the shoulder and say, do you remember me? Do you remember that day we sat in the gutter and we shared that Macca's that you bought me? What a sight that would be to actually see that happen. We don't do things because we want to feel good about ourselves. We want to bless others because that's what God expects us to do. You know, there was another time, a friend of mine, she was praying in a closet, in her prayer closet, she called it. The family was doing it tough. They didn't have any food in the house. And she didn't want to tell anybody. She didn't want to make a fuss. She knew if she rang the church and asked for welfare that somebody would have answered the call and gave her some food and brought some food to the house. But you see, she wanted to draw close to God in her times of trouble. They didn't have food. Her husband was working. In fact, her husband was booking up sandwiches at work and bringing them home so the kids would have something to eat. They had financial problems. I don't know what the financial problems was caused by. He was working. She wasn't working. She was a wife that stayed at home and looked after the children. And so she was in her times of trouble. She wanted to grow close to God. So she said to God, we need food today. There's nothing left in the house. We need you to deliver. We need you to show us that you love us and that you care. And you see, while she was praying that, before she even finished praying, I was on the other side of town. She lived at other side of St. Mary's and I lived in Mount Druitt. And God said to me, Tony, you need to buy some food for this. Let's go back a little further. I paid all my bills. Mandy bought the groceries. After I paid my tithes, there was $40 left over. And I remember sitting in the car park at Emerton Shops and I said to God, we've got $40 left over this fortnight. Everything else is taken care of. What do you want me to do with it? And then God said to me, Tony, you need to buy some food. And, you know, I bought a, back them days, a lot long time ago, you know, we got a half a lamb, we got eggs, we got potatoes, we got bread, we got butter, and we got a whole heap of things. And then when I'm sitting in the car park, I said to God, okay, I got all this stuff, where do you want me to take it? And you see, the Holy Spirit led me, and I followed the Holy Spirit's guidance, and I turned up at this woman's house. And I didn't recognize the house because I only ever saw the woman at church once or twice. I didn't know the woman. And, you know, I sat in the car and I said, God, I said, I hope you're right, because if I go in here and this is not what you want, I'm going to look really stupid. Anyway, I got out of the car. I trusted God. I went and knocked on the door. When she came to the door, she knew my name from church and she said, you know, what are you doing here? And I said, well, look, this might sound totally stupid and off the rails, but I bought all this food this morning with leftover money that I had from our unemployment. And God is saying to me that I needed to buy this food and bring it to you. Well, she just hugged me and she cried. And she said, Tony, I wouldn't tell anyone this morning because in my times of trouble, I wanted to draw close to God. And I just said to God, we need you to come through for us because we got nothing. God reached out to her in her times of need and drew her close to him because of my obedience to God. You stop and think about it. Is there somebody out there that in their times of trouble, God can show up in reality by sending you? You know, whether it's to cook a meal, if somebody's sick and you go out and clean their house for them, or if one of your neighbours has got grass that high, they could lose a small child in it and they don't have a lawnmower. Would it kill you when you're mowing your lawn to just start mowing theirs? You don't have to go and ask them. Would it kill you to go and do that? You know, because when I was in Moree, I had a ride on mower. And it was too much hassle to put it in the trailer. I used to just fill the thing up. When I'd mow my lawn, I'd mow half my neighbours' lawns and their fronts, their pavements, and sometimes drive down the mission, mow somebody's lawn down there, or someone the housing commission was going to evict, I'd just go and mow their lawn. Because I'd get sick of seeing it every day I went to work, so I just turned up one day and I knocked on the door and I said, I'm here to mow your lawn. Can you come out and make sure there's no bottles or stones or bricks laying in the grass for me and I'll mow it? When people are in times of trouble, you don't know why they can't mow their lawn. You don't know why they can't put food on the table this week. But if God puts it in your heart, get up off your backside and go and do something. We went through a generation of people praying and TV evangelists where they'd say, name it, claim it, it's yours. Well, we're not into that. So just name it and claim it for yourself. You know, say to God, what can I do for you? Is there anything I can do for you today? And you think, well, is God really interested if I go next door and mow my neighbour's lawn? Is God really interested if I cook my neighbour a meal because she's a single mum with three kids and she's sick in bed? I know a woman, she got saved because she was sick and had two children and couldn't look after them because she was in bed sick. And it was only the day before that a church went to docs and said, look, you know, if there's anybody in need, you know, we've put this thing together for our church, we want to bless people. And a woman turned up. They cleaned the house, they cooked meals, they did the washing, they looked after the kids. And yeah, she wasn't interested in God, but she was because of what these Christians did for her. They turned up, they cleaned the house, they looked after her, and they didn't push religion or Christianity down her throat. They just said to her, when it was all over, they said, you know, would you mind if we took your kids to Sunday school? And that was okay too. And then from the kids going to Sunday school, she went to church. And God met her needs. Not only when she was in need, God drew her to him even though she wasn't saved. She got saved. 30 years later, she still loves the Lord. 30 years later, she's still trusting God. So today, if God's speaking to you, why don't you be God's representative? Be God to them in the sense that you're going to do something for them.
Today, Tony has shared some stories from how God uses trouble to bring us closer to him. God doesn't cause these troubles. We usually cause the trouble ourselves, but God uses them to show us that we should have trusted him in the first place. God is very merciful towards us. He loves us so much that he doesn't judge us, but wants the best for us. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Thanks for your company today. I'm Heidi. If you'd like to talk to Tony, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.